And then the Meiri's Seder Kabbalah, we're up to page 86. He was running through the Tanoim, whose names appear in Shas, and we're halfway through Shas. He says, in the order of Nashim, in Yevamos we encounter Rabbi Elazar ben Matya, Rabbi Yochanan HaSandlar, Rabbi Hurkanus, and nothing said in his name, but לא נאמר דבר משמו לה שהוקרא על ידי אחד ממקראות של חליצה ולמדו ממנו. But they read חליצה before him in a certain way, and we derive from the story that happened with Rabbi Hurkanus. נחמיה איש בדלי and יהודה בן אבא. In Ksubis, the new names we encounter are זכריה בן הקצב, and again, we have no quote in his name, but we do find a quote in his name in Sota, and in a Brice and Sukkah, and Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, Admon, he shows up numerous times in Ksubos, and Chanin, we already mentioned him earlier when he was a student before the rabbis. In Nazir, we meet Nachumisha Madi, and the Meiri suggests that that is the same Nachum Hamadi. Notice the difference. Here it's Ish Hamadi, and here it's Nachum Hamadi in Shabbos, and we find Ben Zoma, and again, we mentioned him as a student earlier. And Rabbi Nehorai, even though some say that Rabbi Nehorai was really Rabbi Meir. In Idarim, we have only one new name, Rabbi Nechemia. In Gittin, we have Rabbi Elazar ben Parta and Chananya Ish Ono. And again, we mentioned Chananya Ish Ono when he was a student. In Soto, we have Rabbi Elazar ben Osh, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanos, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Yishmael ben Pabi, and again, we don't have anything in his name, but it says that when he passed away, the glory of Kahuna passed from the world. So you see, he was a big person. In Kiddushin, one new name, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. And now we're up to Nezikin, and again, we have less and less new names, because we've covered most of the names. In Baba Kama, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. We saw him in Rosh Hashanah together, right? He's the one that holds at the new year on the Yovel. The Yovel begins from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. The slaves have a freebie. They get 10 days of partying. In Bab Metzia, we meet Rabbi Yochanan ben Matya and Yadoa HaBavli. In Makkos, we meet Rabbi Shimon ben Rebbe. He is Rebbe's son. And Rabbi Chananya ben Akashia. In Eduyos, we have many new names. Yoshua ben Matya, Akavya ben Maalalel. Because he shows up in Avos too. Rabbi Elazar ben Anad, Rabbi Nechemia ben El Natan Ishkvar Bavli, Rabbi Yakim Ishkvar Chadid, Menachem ben Signai, Rabbi Shimon ben Betera, Rabbi Yudah HaKohen, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, who is a disciple of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He's one of the five disciples Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mentions in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. What new names will we encounter in Pirkei Avos? Shimon HaTzadik, this is the first time he shows up in Shas. Antignas Ish Socho, Shimon, the son of Rabbi Gamliel, who was really Rebbe's grandson. So you see, Rebbe's grandson made it into the Mishnah. Rabbi Hillel, Rabbi Shimon ben Netanel, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Oh, so he holds that in the second chapter, the fourth Mishnah, it's Rabbi Hillel, which needs explanation. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. He and Rabbi Shimon ben Netanel are students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Chalavta Ish Pachanane, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Dazar Modi, Rabbi Levitas Ish Yavne, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, which is not the regular Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yanai, Shmuel HaKatan, and Elisha ben Avuya. We know Elisha ben Avuya got kicked out of the count because he left the fold. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudah Ish Kfar Abavli, Rabbi Elazar Kafar, Rabbi Yudah ben Tema, ben Bagbag, and ben Heihei. And in the last chapter, the chapter of Rabbi Meir, we have Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, even though he seems to be in Amora, but he shows up there, and Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. And even though this chapter is not really part of the Mishnayos, like he said earlier, being that it's attributed to Rabbi Meir, so we consider it like the Mishnah. The only problem is that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was a late Amora. He was a disciple of Rabbi Yochanan, who compiled the Jerusalem Talmud. So that's a little bit problematic. How did he make it into here? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. How does he make it into the Mishnah? Okay, Rabbi Yochanan is also one of the first. Rabbi Yochanan also argues with Rav and Shmuel.
No. He compiles the
Jerusalem Talmud, okay? Which is many years before the Babylonian Talmud.
It wasn't an earlier Amora either.
So he's saying they say he was. I don't know.
There's a time of Rabbi Shmuel, I think.
Rabbi Yochanan was the period of Rabbi Shmuel, yeah.
This is Rabbi Shmuel.
Rabbi Shmuel and Levi too? Okay, I guess there could be an overlap there. Okay, so we're almost finished. Shall we make a run for it and finish the Tanam in the Mishnah?
Ish Bavli, he's a Tanah.
There's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Ish Kfar Bavli. Shows up in Pirkei Avos. There's also Rabbi Nechemia Ben El Noson Ish Kfar Bavli in Eduyos. Hillel came from Babylon. There were many Tanam in Babylon. Okay.
It wasn't Babylon.
Huh?
It wasn't Babylon.
The Yeshiva from the time of Ezra. So in Kodshim we encounter Yossi ben Hanani, Shimon Achi Azariah, in the very beginning of Kodshim, and he is the uncle of Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah. And Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah, his father was a businessman, and his brother Shimon was a rabbi, and they made a partnership. Azariah used to fund Shimon while he was learning. Azariah ultimately had a son, Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah, who became a huge Talmud Chacham. In Hulin, we meet up with Rabbi Yeshevav. In Tmura, we meet Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon. In Krisus, Baba ben Buta. And over there, it just mentions how he would donate an Asham sacrifice every day. He is one of the disciples of Beis Shammai, Baba ben Buta. In Talmud, we encounter Rabbi Lozer ben Baglai. And again, it just says that he quotes, "My father had goats that used to sneeze from the smell of the Ketores, but being that they quote him as Rabbi Elazar ben Bilgai, we understand he was a big rabbi, even though he only quotes the goat sneezing. Midos, we meet Abba Yossi ben Chanin, in Kanim we meet Shimon ben Akashia, and in Taharos, and this brings us to the end of Shas, in Olos we have Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda, in Taharos we have Stam Rabbi Elazar, some say he is Rabbi Elazar ben Pabi. In Mikvos, Abba ben Dilai. In Machshirin, Abba Yossi, Halikfari Ishkva Ish Tivin. In Yadayim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Yeshua, who is the son of Rabbi Akiva's father-in-law, meaning he's the brother of Rabbi Akiva's wife. He's Rabbi Akiva's brother-in-law. Rabbi Yossi ben Durmaskit. In Uktin, we have Rabbi Shimon ben Chalavtin. Para Eliho Einai ben Akath. Some say ben Akof. Chanamela Mitzri. We don't have a quote in his name, in their names, but each one of them made one of the Para Adumas. They're mentioned as Kohanim who made Para Adumas. And that brings us to the conclusion of the rabbis mentioned in the Shas Mishnayis, which he says the total count is 154. That's how many Tanam appear in Shas. That's not a lot, especially because many are only mentioned once or twice. It's really not a lot.
Counts of Rabbi Yana.